We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned goods stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste. Cereal. Coffee. Dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Clock's running, the podcast for everything flag football officials. I'm your host, Ant. Zane is stuck at some beach in Miami right now, relaxing, probably with a drink of choice, but he's not able to make it tonight. We are live, and we have officials from coast to coast. Let me bring them on. We got Lance from the West Coast. We got Jacob from the East Coast. What's up, guys?
What's up?
So I know we're all back home. We're covered a little bit from Miami. I'm just so excited for tonight's shows as we recap the USA Flag Miami Cup. And what a weekend it was. Very exciting with fours, fives, co-ed, youth, men's and women's. For me personally, it was my first time in Miami. And I don't know if you guys knew this, but in Miami, they do something real strange when someone scores a touchdown. I don't know if you guys heard this. Maybe I heard it wrong. But there were a lot of Miami teams. And these players, you know, I'm running down the field, making sure I get there right on the goal line, signal touchdown, and I hear the whole sideline go, razzle dazzle. Did you guys hear that at all?
No.
No?
Maybe that's a wreck and cop thing.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it was just me. I don't know.
I mean, I guess, you know, that's just sometimes just how the jello jiggles when people got different, you know, catchphrases. But hey, I mean,
you know what I mean? You score that touchdown. Oh, yeah. Every Miami team was doing it. It just
adults and youth.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Razzle dazzle.
Razzle dazzle. So anyway, let's get right into the... Go ahead. Yeah, what? Go ahead, Jacob. I'm just kidding around. Just having some fun. But let's get right into this first topic. I saw this in one of my games, but Jacob, I want you to just kind of explain the cool down period, the five play cool down period, and just maybe give an example of when it should be used.
Yeah, so you have times in games where emotions get high. Sometimes there's actions in the game that maybe are a little bit questionable, maybe not necessarily justified by an unsportsmanlike, or someone really hasn't crossed that line, but they're getting close. Or maybe they have crossed that line and maybe, hey, to de-escalate a situation, we want to sit them down, but we don't want to kick them out. So we have what's called the five-play cooldown. It's just a time for players to either calm down or to escalate themselves further to get to where they're ejected. I think it's probably one of the best tools we have as officials that USA Flag provides us. We're able to sit players down. We're able to calm situations down. And most of the time, the teams actually police it better than we do. The second we give a cool down, they immediately, you know, you'll see captains, you'll see other players, you know, they'll get on the sideline. Hey, man, you got to chill out. You're gonna cost us this game just by acting a fool. A good example would be, you know, I'll give two. So you have one that's non-football related, right? Where, you know, sometimes a little jaw jacking goes a little bit too far and players are, you know, a little scuffle can start to happen, or, you know, people are getting in each other's faces and instead of kicking them out, and we want people to play, hey, sit them down for five plays, you know, both of you calm down, come back when, you know, once you've had that cool down. on a football side, you know, you might have somebody who, you know, tackles somebody basically, you know, and, you know, it's, they're not going for the flag, or they hit them high and, you know, or something like that. And it's not a football action, and maybe it's just kind of a freak thing. Maybe it's not necessarily malicious. Maybe it is malicious, but instead of saying, "Hey, we're going to kick you out," we give them a cool down, sit for five plays, think about this. Let's not let this happen again. And if it does, you're done.
Yeah. So Lance, did you have, a situation this past weekend that could have definitely used that cool down period?
No, we actually used a cool down period, on Sunday, where I think it was Los Reyes. I forget who it was. Basically just told him, "Hey, five plays, just step off to the side." He was jawing at, he was just jawing. And we were like saying, "Hey, calm down." Even Pablo and them were saying, "Hey, shut up." So he had his five play cool down. And basically for the rest of that game and the entire rest of the day, he was fine. So, you know, it does, to Jacob's point, it is one of those unique tools that we have in our toolbox. To be honest with you, we should be using it more in more cases.
I agree.
It escalates, but at the same time, it is good to have as part of, as something that we can use to sort of just de-escalate as much as we can, because, you know, as Jacob pointed out, we want players to play. That's why you guys travel. That's why you guys pay money to travel. So we want you guys to play. We want you guys to excel. And don't make us as the refs actually have to dictate whether or not you're playing. Let your play dictate that. So good tools to have.
I noticed, like, once it's something that I started using, I used it in Santa Clarita, and from there, I feel a lot more comfortable of kind of distinguishing when to use it and when maybe something else is more appropriate. I saw our island boy, Dean, in Miami use it very quickly in one game, and I was impressed, but I also worried about his safety because he jumped in the middle of a fight pretty quickly as well. So he did use the cooldown period, but that was after he got ran through by a player because he decided to try to get in the middle of a fight. So I appreciate it, but he definitely got hurt a little bit there.
He's learning. Tournament. Leave him alone. He's learning.
You know, the thing about it is the downs as a fit, like there's sometimes you want to be proactive and prevent some of that stuff from happening, but there's other times where it's just like, man, let a director break that up or let the teams break that up. Don't just sit back and take numbers, because you'll get somebody who tries to go at you, and you know, it could be, you know, completely unintentional that you get caught in the crossfire, but there's nothing worse than an official getting hit.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that, I had a conversation with Dean afterwards. I don't know how they do it in the Cayman Islands. Maybe, you know, maybe they just have a lot of brawls and the refs get right in the middle of it. And, you know, I don't know. I don't
always throw down.
Cool. All right, well, let's move on from there. I know we had a lot of other hooting and hollering, and you know, it comes with the territory in Florida. I know, you know, guys in Florida are just passionate about football. So I think there were definitely some intense moments, some intense games. You know, kind of going into the morning, we kind of had that pep talk. When it's Miami versus Florida, just expect it. Or Miami versus Orlando, just expect it to heat up pretty quick, and try, you know, we really wanted to try our best to control what we could. So that led some exciting games. I did not officiate fours at all, but Lance, I know you did. Can you speak on, first off, just the differences between fours and fives, and what really stood out to you about this past weekend in the fours bracket?
So fours is, so the basic difference between fours and fives is that behind the line of scrimmage, you are only allowed one throwback before a forward pass. You can have multiple throwbacks, but if you do multiple throwbacks, you have to run. That's essentially the biggest biggest delta between the two formats, fours and fives. Fours is based on like it's a lot of speed, especially when you're in when you're doing pro/elite talent. You know, I'm just in a two-man crew doing a lot of running, playing catch up. So it's always fun to watch fours, just because it is a lot of one-on-one. But you know, talent level, as expected coming out of Miami or just in Florida in general is just phenomenal. So, that's what I got out of it more than anything else is, just good quality football at that level.
Yeah. So, and was it a fourth game that you had your, little situation happen, on the sideline or what format was that?
So it was Nas versus Los Reyes, I believe. Nas was going into the – was on the plus side. I want to say it was first down. So it was a dart left, and I was on the sideline. It's a dart left. Guy caught it, tried to do a jump, and the defender, you know, pulling flags and just I see the body coming at me and I'm like, I can't move. You're in that weird mode of like, what do? I can't go left or right. Cause I don't know where I'm going. So yeah, apparently according to TJ and a couple other people, I got air, like my entire body was horizontal. And I landed flat on my face. Took me a couple seconds to get all my bearings. You know, typically I try and feel my fingers and my toes, all that was there. So I got up and continued on, but it's one of those struggles where you're like, you try and get out of the way, but you're in an awkward position where you're like, don't have time. Got to absorb it. But you know, guys were supportive. I had a lot of people come up to me, after the game, just checking up on me, which was highly appreciative.
Lance is down.
Jacob, can you,
that's all I hear. Lance is down. Oh man, sorry.
You know, and it's no, that was my question. What, from your point of view, what happened and how did you handle that situation?
I was at the tent for a second. Lance was where Lance was. He was around a corner where I couldn't exactly see that part, and like I said, all I hear is Lance is down. So I bolt around the corner to see like 20 people around him. They're trying to lift him up, and I get over there to him. I'm like, what happened? And all I hear was, you know, Lance got ran over. So I wanted, you know, I told him, I said, take a, you know, if you can take a break, I'll finish the game for you. You know, we'll get through it. And he's like, no, I'm good. You know, let me keep going. I said, all right. So, it's, you know, they say officials are part of the field, but man, it's tough being a part of that field.
Yes.
Oh man.
You know, and the next question is there any video of this?
I wish.
I want to see it. I want to see like it air. Because I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I think I forget who said. I think it was either YG or one of the guys on Los Reyes literally said, "Dude, your face was like that you can move." They literally said your face is like, what do I do?
It's terrible to laugh, but I feel like at this point it's okay.
Right. And I'll be the first to admit, like at that point, you're like, oh, what the hell's going on? But now right. That I think about it, it's just one of those awkward momentary situations where you're like, there's nothing I can do. I just got to absorb it and just pick myself up. But, you know, again, super appreciative by all those people that came over to just check up on me. It was super appreciative.
Yeah, I had a situation happen about 6 months ago in a local league where I just, you know, the receiver just made a juke move and the DB got completely faked out and he went right into my legs and there was drone footage of it and I definitely got air and my face hit the ground, but you know, I more than anything, right away I was like, is my knee okay? Can I walk? Like, you know, got back up and you know, you just want to keep going at that point. You don't want to be the reason right. that a game has to slow down. That's for sure.
Exactly.
So Jacob, just on the topic of fours, do you notice, just kind of from your perspective, that the teams like adjust their rosters a lot from fives to fours, or does it seem like it just kind of stays the same?
To me, it stays the same. It's, essentially, you're just losing, in my mind, you're just losing a receiver and a DB, maybe a rusher, just depending on what you do. I would keep the same roster. I wouldn't change anything because you have more rotation. You have more people that you can, you know, sub out, let somebody get a quick breather while you're sending somebody else flying down the field. Because again, like it's with fours, if you make one person miss once you have the ball, you've all but scored a touchdown, you know? So I, in my mind, I wouldn't change anything. And I don't see a lot of teams changing their roster, especially since the roster sizes are the same. No, they're not, because it's 10 with fours and 12 with fives. So most guys carry 10 anyways. They don't play with a full roster.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So do you – go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just wondering, is fours – did that start in Florida? Is that where that style came from or – you know,
I couldn't tell you the origin of fours, but I mean, they play a lot of it there. Jacksonville, Miami, those are the two big spots for fours. They do a lot of it there. I think the Orlando, Tampa area, they've kind of adapted. They've got away from sevens and moved more towards fives and doing that. And, it's just kind of, you know, it's kind of grown from that.
I think when I played fours, I really didn't like it just because I'm not fast and it did not make sense. You know, like if I'm not rushing, I'm not someone that can drop back into coverage. So I don't have that dual threat in me. But then as an official, I started to love fours and, you know, just really thought, you know, started to understand like the dynamics of it and how it can be so exciting. You know, and you definitely see a lot of games where it's like 38-35 at a final score and things like that.
Yep. It's all offense.
What'd you say?
I said, it's just all offense.
Yeah. Yeah. So next up, next topic I just want to talk about is air it out. So Jacob, if you can just kind of explain same thing, like the differences between air it out and regular fives.
So air it out, the differences, it bases off of our five non-contact rules. The few differences are you have four downs to get to midfield. You have four downs to score. You get three timeouts a game. And then the biggest one is there's no running, pitching, lateraling, behind the line of scrimmage, downfield, anything like that. So essentially the quarterback takes the snap, makes a forward pass, and the runner advances as far as they can without getting their flag pulled.
Gotcha. So, Lance, what did you notice in Miami about air it out? Was there like such a difference between the talent of teams between air it out and regular fives?
Well, to Jacob's point, a lot of the teams that played fives also played fours and also played fives air it out. I think it's not so much the teams, but from a schematic, how they run their offense. The handoff is not there. And, you know, the throwbacks aren't there. So they have to go after what they're doing. We lost Ant.
Oh, is he not there?
He
stalled out. Wait, he's coming back. There we go. You're cloned.
Hey, there are two of you. Anyways, going back to, so on it, in the air it out, it's more about scheme because you lose you lose the throwbacks. So I think it benefits defenses more because you don't have to worry about the throwbacks. So I like the air it out format as a defender because I don't have to worry about throwbacks. I don't have to worry about pitches. I don't have to worry about a double quarterback or a triple quarterback. I can just go after – if I'm rushing, I'm just going after one guy. If I'm playing linebacker, I'm only having to worry about the one person that I'm in front of if we're playing man straight across versus all the throwback stuff that you would normally see in fives non-contact. So that's the biggest difference from my perspective. I think talent level, they're all the same, but it's more about scheme.
Definitely agree. And I think also you add in the fact that the format attracts more like tackle football players in my mind to bring them to transition over. They don't have to worry about the element of throwbacks, of pitches, of lateral. They don't have to worry about that part of the game quite yet. This would be a good, like, almost an introductory to five non-contact.
So we lost Ann again.
Did we lose him again? Dang, Ann. It's a bad day of service. Yeah, so what did you think of the air it out, the teams that we had this weekend?
I mean, you know, it's all Florida teams. So, you know, yeah. Especially at the pro elite level, I'm running. Yeah. So I do a lot of I kind of forcibly did, especially more on Sunday on the fours, but we did a lot of changing of positions on the refs on the stripe side. So just getting a different perspective. So, but at the end of the day, I think the talent level, Florida is just different. Like, you know, you just see play calling is different. Athleticism is different. So you're just like in, okay, got to run now. So type of thing.
It's just about every play too. I mean, they eat, sleep, breathe it there. So yeah, I think air it out's the biggest anomaly to them, but you know, they've figured it out in my mind.
Yes, I think air it out is probably going to be actually more popular than gauntlet.
I agree. I definitely agree. Gauntlet was fun, but I don't think some of the contact.
There's too many nuances that are not
right.
What I would consider normal. Yep. Like for instance, you can't take the. You can't take the snap under center in gauntlet, but you can and air it out.
Mm-hmm.
And some teams I know, like especially even on the Florida side, they like to take it under center.
Yep.
So you can't, right? So that takes away kind of their scheme. I think air it out is going to be a better, a more popular format than gauntlet.
I agree too. And I don't think they like the fact that you can jam with the line. I know some of them, you know, talk tough and everything, but I don't. For non-contact teams, I don't think that's an appealing thing.
Yeah, agreed.
So,
Ant, are you back?
Are you with us?
Yeah. You know, I'm having a hard time hearing you guys, but you guys are having a great discussion. I'm just listening in.
What do you think?
So as far as air it out goes, you know, I think it's a good format. I appreciate the, I guess in my eyes, it's like it gives the quarterback that maybe is older and not mobile anymore the opportunity to continue playing, which is great. I ended up getting added to the air it out championship game. That was a great game. And Lance, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't that finish like 13-12? I mean, that was a back and forth game. It was really close the entire time. And I mean, I don't know. I think it was a good adjustment between teams that were playing fives and made it really deep into that bracket. And they went and aired it out and translated pretty well. So,
yep.
Agree with that.
Yeah, so just finally, I wanted to touch on youth a little bit just because me and Jordan were officiating youth on Sunday, and apparently we missed out on all the action on Lance's field. We missed out on basically an entire circus that was happening on that field. But like,
oh, man.
just like, you know, there was so it was hard not to get distracted. You know, we were maybe like 75 yards away or something like that, but every so often I would see something going on over on the main pro field. So I think Lance probably had a lot more exciting Sunday than I did in that sense,
especially in the afternoon. So tell us, what did you think of youth? Tell us what you thought of youth, because this was really like, you know, dealing with the Florida teams. They're different just as well as, you know, what you've dealt with like in Texas and California and stuff. Did you hear any of it?
Nah, I didn't hear you.
What about now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, try ask that question.
So, what did you think of the youth, like the teams and stuff that you did see, you know, while you were working in Miami? And he froze.
The joys.
Yep.
And he comes back.
Look, we get double Ant. There we go. Hey, buddy. Nothing. Can you hear us?
I can't sign language, so can you hear
all right.
us?
I only know a couple things in sign language, and they're not appropriate. So.
This is the problem with going live, I think.
Yeah, this might be that. Might just mean we need to record it and just. Okay. So, can you hear us?
So basically, I think you guys can hear each other. You guys can hear me. I can't hear you guys. Is what's happening.
Yeah.
So I'll just say, I'll say this.
And he said it.
He said it to end it. Oh, man. Well, we tried. What a episode 8. What an episode 8. Sometimes it's just the way the Jell-O jiggles, folks.
No Jell-O jiggling here, please.
I think that's completely appropriate for what's happening right now.
Not Jell-O jiggling. We are not doing Jell-O jiggling.
Jell-O jiggling. Oh, man.
I don't know if he's gonna make it back on.
Yeah, I don't either. I think he's trying to get back on.
Well, why don't we make it a call? Why don't we make the call? Oh, wait.
Wait. Do we got him? Hey, buddy. Can you hear us now?
He's in the back seat.
He's going to figure this out.
So are we good? Good. Good. Yes. No. Down. Up.
Can you hear us? Oh boy, he's angry typing. Maybe not. So maybe we just do the pre-recording stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's probably going to be our best bet in the future. But we had to try it to find out.
Yes. Could be also the time of day because could be that too. We're late in the afternoon, our time. So, depending on his service level, it could be completely bandwidth
related. Yep.
So, well, on that note, you want to call it?
Yeah, I think so.
All righty. Have a good rest of the day, Jacob, and we'll talk next time.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, just remember to like, share, subscribe, all the things, all the angles. Usually our man Ant hits that, clock's running. But make sure you guys are hitting that. The more views we get, the more likes we get. Especially with Instagram, we can start doing IG live. I think that'd be a pretty cool facet. But we just gotta get these likes up. So, anyways, you guys have a great night. We'll see you guys next time.
See ya.